Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends! Today we're going to study the story of Malchus, and this is the servant of the high priest whose ear was cut off by Peter when the mob came to grab Jesus to take him away. And of course we know that his ear was healed by Jesus. And there are two great lessons to learn from this story. And what we are focusing on is God's love, because if we see God's love in this story, then we will see how we must also love. So let's look at the story of Malchus. This is found in John chapter 18 and in verse 10. It says, "As Judas and the mob grabbed Jesus, Peter pulled out his fishing knife and struck a servant of the high priest named Malchus, cutting off his ear." Now this word Malchus, which is spelled M-A-L-C-H-U-S, means king. So Malchus means king. So what is the lesson that we can learn here? Well, let's turn over to Acts chapter 23, and we'll read verses 1 through 5. This is Acts chapter 23 and verses 1 through 5. So keep in mind, as we read this section of scripture, that Peter, he was really trying to kill this person, but this person moved out of the way, so all he got was his ear. So he cut off his ear, but this person, whose name is Malchus, meaning king, he was the servant of the high priest. So now let's read Acts chapter 23, verse 1 through 5 with that in mind. "And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest, Ananias, commanded them that stood by to smite Paul on the mouth." That means to slap him or to punch him in the mouth. "Then Paul said to him, God shall smite you, you whited wall, for you sit to judge me after the law and command me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they that stood by said, What? Are you reviling God's high priest? Then said Paul, Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know, my brethren, that he was the high priest. For I know the scriptures, it's written, You shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people." So now do you begin to see what lesson we can learn from Peter cutting off the ear of the high priest, the servant of the high priest, rather, this guy Malchus? And what did Jesus do? Of course, Jesus put back on his ear, because this is not the action that Peter was supposed to take. For further proof of that, let's read Exodus chapter 22 and verse 28. This is Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. And I wouldn't be surprised, since Peter recognized when he says, "It is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people," he was referring to a section of scripture there. I wouldn't be surprised if Paul also understood this scripture and knew this scripture, Exodus chapter 22 and verse 28. It says, "You shall not revile the magistrates, nor curse the ruler of your people." So the lesson we can learn from Peter cutting off the servant of the high priest's ear named Malchus is this: God is not intending to remove the kings of this world right now. Again, Peter was trying to kill this person. He just got his ear, but he was trying to kill this person in defense of Jesus. But Jesus is saying, no, this is not the point. We're not at this time trying to take over the world. I am going to leave the kings, the rulers of this world in place. And furthermore, we have to respect the rulers of this world. Doesn't the scripture say, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar? Doesn't the scripture say that we should pray for our leaders and rulers in all places? That's right. We know those scriptures just like Paul knew the two scriptures that he referred to. So therefore, since God is not trying to remove the kings of the world at this time, but is instead leaving them in place and respecting them, we should do the same thing. So I believe that it's very significant that this servant of the high priest, his name is Malchus, meaning king. So don't try to kill the kings of the world and overthrow this world. Leave them in place, just like Jesus left this person in place. And now the second lesson we can learn is found in Luke chapter 22, verse 51. This is in Luke chapter 22 and verse 51. Here it says, "And Jesus protested to Peter, saying, Suffer you thus far? In other words, you've come this far with me, and haven't you learned anything yet? This is not the way to go. Then Jesus touched Malchus's ear and healed him." So the second lesson we can learn from this is that Jesus is not about striking people down and causing them harm. Jesus is about healing people. Jesus, because he was moved with compassion, healed hundreds of people during his 3.5-year earthly ministry. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 38, we can see an example of this. This is in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 38. Here it reads, "And when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, please have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to heal you? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But now notice what they did. Even though Jesus had just healed them and had said, Don't tell anybody about this, what did they do? But they, when they departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. They were so overjoyed, and you, in a sense, can't blame them. They were so overjoyed that they had finally been healed that they just ignored what Jesus said, and they went and told everybody they could see. As they went out, behold, they brought to him," so this was after that, "and so as Jesus went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb person spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out devils through the princes of devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." So we see through these examples that Jesus was moved with compassion. We don't have any record of these people ever being converted. So that tells me that Jesus was not trying to save them at that time. It wasn't about trying to save their souls and win souls for the kingdom. It was simply about meeting people's needs at the time. He just saw people hurting and he healed their hurting hearts. That's what Jesus was about, healing hurting hearts, healing whatever problems people had. He was moved with compassion. And that's the same way we should be. We shouldn't be cutting off people's ears. We should be healing their ears, putting their ears back on their heads that somebody else cut off. That's what Jesus is about. And now let's read in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. This is in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. These are more examples of how Jesus was moved with compassion and helped people. "When Jesus heard of John the Baptist's death, he departed by ship into a desert place, and when the people heard where he was, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy for themselves food to eat. But Jesus said to them, No, they don't need to depart. You give them something to eat. Then the disciples said to Jesus, But we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So they only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In a natural sense, that was not enough to feed all of the multitude. But what happens next? Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed it and broke it and gave the loaves to his disciples. Notice that. He gave the loaves to the disciples to teach them a lesson. And then the disciples gave the loaves to the multitude, and everyone ate, and everyone was filled. Not only that, they took up fragments that remained and were able to fill 12 baskets full. Now, in a natural sense, again, it was impossible for those 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed all of those people. But God performed a miracle to take their little and turn it into much in order to satisfy the needs of the people. That is the love of God. Just simply move with compassion, and he took what was little and made it much to fulfill or to fill everybody's need. And that's what we should do, is not look at our little. Doesn't God say, he who is faithful in little shall be faithful in much? We should take our little, turn it over to God, and allow him to multiply that to feed the multitudes, to satisfy people's needs, to heal hurting hearts. We're little, but God can make us much to fill people's needs, to heal their hurting hearts. And that's why he gave the fishes and the loaves to the disciples instead of Jesus giving it to the people himself. He gave it to his disciples to teach them a lesson that they need to be going out there to feed the people. And then he was talking about, as we saw before, to pray that more laborers be sent into the harvest, because the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So if God is love, we must be love. God demonstrated his love to Malchus in 2 ways. Number one, by allowing him to remain in place. And Malchus means king. So by respecting him and allowing him to stay in place and giving him his just due and honor, that was showing love. We must be love by praying for our leaders also, not trying to overthrow them, but praying for them. Also, Jesus and God showed love toward Malchus by healing his ear, which Peter had cut off. We also must love people by bringing healing to them, healing their hurting hearts, their hurting minds, and healing their broken spirits. God is love, we must be love.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.